Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The cast of NCIS Hawaii shared their reactions to news of the show's cancellation. On Saturday, the show's lead, Vanessa Lachey, took to her Instagram stories to express her feelings about the series' cancellation. On her story, she wrote, "Gutted, confused, blindsided. Grateful, confident, beloved fans. Processing this news and still being present with my family. I love you all." Actress Tori Anderson, who plays agent Kate Whistler on the show, also expressed her thoughts about the situation on X, where she wrote, "Having a really hard time processing this one. Thank you to our incredible crew who made every single day feel like I was living a dream." NCIS Hawaii is the NCIS franchise's fourth spinoff and the third to be canceled. Vanessa spoke with E! News in early April to discuss the impact of the show on her life, stating,
"No, you did it. I mean, I remember watching you get that job on NCIS when you posted the, you know, from your car, I got the job.
I didn't want to post that, and it was so cute. Nick was encouraging me, too. He's like, it's real.
It was so special, and this is so real, too. And tonight you make history, the 1,000th episode in the franchise. Wow. What does it mean
we
to be a part of this?
We are 1,001. NCIS Hawaii is actually, because 1,000 is going to be NCIS,
okay,
the mothership, and then NCIS Hawaii is officially the 1,001 episode, and it's titled The Next 1,000.
The season 3 finale airing on May 6 will serve as a finale to the series as a whole. CBS has not made any public comments regarding the show's cancellation. Nick Viall, lead of The Bachelor season 21, has officially married his girlfriend of 4 years. Viall married Natalie Joy on April 26 in a ceremony on her family's farm in Georgia. He shared with People magazine that, quote, "It's a place that has always been very special to Natalie. When I first visited, I was struck by its expansive landscape and vibrant colors." Nick proposed to Natalie in January 2023, sharing the news on Instagram with a post captioned, "For the rest of my life, it's you." The couple is married 2 months after the birth of their first daughter, River Rose Vial, in February. Sonia Christopher, a competitor from the first ever season of hit reality show Survivor, has died at age 87. She starred on the show in 2000 and made history as the first person to be voted off. Liz Wilcox, a current competitor on season 46 of the show, shared the news on X on Friday, stating, "Today the legend herself, Sonia Christopher of season 1, passed away. I had the pleasure of meeting her on Christmas. She had so much spunk and love for Survivor and what the show brought to her life. I hope you're singing and playing your heart out somewhere beautiful, Sonia." The cause of Sonia's death was not made public. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea. You can listen to The Bronx Buzz daily on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with The Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.